Mayfield on a fake. Flip to Beckham, and he gets away. Now Beckham has room to run. Odell Beckham cuts back. Odell Beckham Jr. All the way. Touchdown, Cleveland.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, me on the wheels of steel, the ones and twos, JV, along with AJ, Alvin, AJ Cadman, and B-Pack, Brang, Pack-Zad.
What up? What up?
Yo. All right, so week four was a week unlike any other. COVID.
Big week. Huge
big week. COVID finally made its introduction into the NFL, and we had postponements and
has always been there.
But now we know what we didn't know before. Now we understand, JV. maybe this is a good time, to maybe recap, you know, how we're handling the season when it comes to COVID.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Also, I got my flu shot this week.
You can never be too careful.
but I got my flu shot at Costco.
Ooh.
And I had to get like 54 of them. So now I'm like super sick. It's in bulk. You can't just get one flu shot. Anyways, yeah, so let's go over this. So
you wanted to record this just to say that joke.
COVID swept the league this week.
No, I know you.
Okay, guys, really, COVID was a problem. We had some games postponed, and AJ brought up a good point. Are we going to make it to week six? What is our like league policy? So let's just quickly address this elephant in the room. Before the season started, we had a like a do not pass, go collect $200 date. We said week six is our point of no return. So as long as the NFL season makes it to week six, the season for our fantasy football league will be an official season, and we'll pay out based on league standings and points and rules and everything. But let's talk about what happens in case there is a delay, or they cancel, or they say, okay, this season is like finished, like they did in basketball or even baseball. If it's before week six, then everyone will just get their money back, regardless of rank, regardless of wins, losses, points scored, waiver priority. It doesn't matter. Everyone will get their money back. But if we make it to week six, meaning that Thursday night game of the week six NFL schedule, then our season will officially be an official season, and we'll pay out accordingly.
So only one more week to go. If we can make it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's right. So week four is done, right? Week four is done. Week five, and I mean, leading into week six. So if there is another outbreak, or if they do anything crazy and they go, hey, this is getting too dangerous, then that's how we're gonna handle it.
So it's only if the whole league shuts down, is that right? So right,
with all the games being done. Yeah, because I think singleton type of postponements will just play it out like the rules like we've been doing this week.
All right. So if it happens to where, let's say, like four or five games get postponed, and we still...
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's that drastic, then the league as a whole will take action. Because, you know, when the writing was kind of on the wall with this Kansas City, New England thing, they already postponed that other game. They were little, there was some hesitation to even do that. And then when this one came up, there was talk like, oh, they can't keep doing this stuff. And so I'm sure the league has a contingency plan. But for the rest of you guys that are in the fantasy basketball league with us, you saw that once COVID hit, they stopped the season and the fantasy basketball league was finished at that point. And even though basketball started and they did the bubble and it's going on, the fantasy portion of it ended at that point.
Oh, wait. So was I supposed to get my money back?
Bro, you didn't show up when the season started.
Wait, was there any money?
There was no money.
There was no buy-in. There was no buy-in. I did hear one rumor today that if things start getting kind of chaotic, the NFL will shorten the season to like 12 regular season games and allow and then allow for the rest of the normal season like schedule, that extra like 4 weeks, to handle any postponements. So if that happens to us, we'll have to kind of, you know, come together on what we're going to do. But that might shorten our season in terms of regular season and playoffs if it ends up happening that way. So stay close. Stay tuned to the podcast.
Man, yeah, baby. 6-6 makes it in. Yes.
I bet you Caleb's hoping the season folds for the Giants, because at this point, 0-4.
All right. So here was our here endeth our COVID segment. Then we'll get into Be Packed in a Fool.
Why?
Be Packed in a Fool. What? Be Packed in a Fool. What? Be Packed in a Fool. What? He bought too many flu shots.
All right, now we're going to get into Be Packed in a Fool with your homie Be Pack.
Yes, sir. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Be Packed in a Fool. Remember to smash that subscribe button. This is week 4 edition of Be Packed in a Fool. You know the rules right now. You know the rules by now. This is the list you don't want to be on, because that means you were Be Packed in a Fool this week. All right, let's start with number 3. On this week's Be Packed in a Fool list, it goes to none other than Ben. During his matchup this week, Ben, he said, you know, B, I'm thinking about changing my team name. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's probably a good idea. Old Busted. His team name was Old Busted. And this was during his matchup with Perkins. And it was right after his tight end, Maurice Alley-Cox, catches a touchdown, and he goes, I think I'm going to go with Mo Cox.
Oh, is that why he changed his name?
Yeah. He goes, what do you think of that? You know, okay, here's the deal. You know who Ben is? Ben's the guy that if he lived closer to you, he'd be like my best friend. This guy, like, if he lived in the Bay, I would be kicking it with Ben. Anybody who changes his team name to Mo Cox, it's got my seal of approval. Okay.
That was a family
show. Number 2.
He's going to show up at your door tomorrow. What's up, neighbor?
Number 2, Be Packed in a Fool. For the first time ever, you guys, we have a tie. There's a tie. Two people got Be Packed in a Fool number 2. And it was my boy Nima and my boy JV.
What?
Yes. Both Nima and JV this week, they both said that they hate fantasy football. Which is fair, because we've all said that many weeks. I know I've said it many times. But it's never not funny when somebody says, I hate fantasy football.
Nima had a good week.
And the number one, you should be nervous right now. The number one fantasy football Be Packed in a Fool manager is AJ.
I knew it.
Cat. All right.
Knew it.
For those of you who don't know, I'm gonna just tell you guys a little something. See, I'm more of a chill commissioner. I let the people lead. That's the type of commissioner I am. I'm like the old Kanye, the one with soul Kanye, the set all the goals Kanye. My co-commish, however, he's the new AJ. The bad mood, AJ. Spazzing the news, AJ. The always rude, AJ. So when the news broke, here's the backstory. So when the news broke that there may be a delay in the Kansas City and New England game, AJ asked me about my contingency plan. He was like, you know, what do we do? And so I said, well, AJ, my contingency plan was decided when the Pittsburgh and Tennessee game got postponed. I mean, clearly the consensus was we just use waivers and bench spots. Like, it was pretty clear. And then AJ went on and on about, oh, so if you keep a player on your roster and they get moved, you get a zero because it's a bye.
We got to explain things to Caleb and JV. Come on.
Okay, well, I was like, I mean, I guess, AJ, it's kind of like Nima said, you just got to deal with it. And AJ was like, cool, yeah. You know, I was just checking, no reason at all, just checking. Maybe a suggestion to post something, you know, something like it's a dice roll, you're taking chances, blah, blah. And so I thought about it and I was like, sure, I guess we can readdress it to the league. I guess we could beat this dead horse some more. And then without any time, I didn't even have time to swallow the spit in my mouth, this guy posted a pre-prepared, edited draft off the Associated Press for immediate release. I'm like, what in the world? You know what it felt like, JV? You know what it felt like, JV?
What was that?
It felt like I was Charlie Brown and I was kicking the ball and AJ was Lucy and he's like, I promise I'll hold the ball still. And he yanked it. He
yanked
like,
it just right like, out.
Olay! Like I was the bull running.
Do I get a chance to defend myself against such allegations?
AJ's be-packing a fool. he's
And I thought, you know, I'd add fuel to the...
Ungrateful. This is what I get.
I thought I'd add fuel to the fire by then just emailing right away saying, hey, why are there two emails?
Yes, we all saw through your little reply, JV. Don't you dare.
All right. That was be-packed in a fool.
It was like the guy who says, do you want some ketchup on the hot dog? And then he squirts the bottle. Like, so it goes all over my clothes.
Bro, I like ketchup.
Anyways, that's your episode of Be Packed in a Fool.
People love beats.
Nobody likes beats.
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 All right. So what about what's going down on the farm? Why don't we check out AJ's beet farm?
All right, y'all. Week 4 of AJ's beet farm. Well, we have a reoccurring theme. So assuming this segment gets slotted in post-production ahead of actually, I guess behind, after, I don't even know what the words are, the Be Packed in a Fool.
Bro, this is fancy football. This ain't Interstellar. Just give it to us.
So,
I'm trying to go through the fifth dimension here.
So for yours, yeah, dude, I'm trying to touch the audience through the fourth wall. So as of production, as of the moment, the Beet Farm recipient for week 4 is none other than yours truly. But it actually goes back to Sunday Night Football. After the commish gives me a hard time for trying to barbecue and enjoy our Niners just for one Sunday, one gosh darn Sunday this season. I get to watch George of the Jungle Kittle just seriously be the one-man show for the 49ers. And I'm super excited that he's going to bring him to a win, on top of the fact that that ends up just destroying whatever 20, 30-point lead I had going into the night and any chance of winning the matchup against Linda, who I actually said something about last week. I hope she shows up here so I can pay my respects for, you know, dogging
eat
her
some
last
crow.
Week.
You're
get, basically.
You need to eat some crow.
I'm about to. But her team, you know, threw down, you know, a nice score, but that Kittle thing on Sunday night was a bad beat, especially with since it was someone on my team and the Niners lost. So AJ is the recipient for the week four bad beat, AJ's beat farm of the week.
So at the time of recording, you still have 10 minutes left in this game and you're only down by like 7.5 points.
Look, so bro, I woke up this morning. I've already resigned myself. Dude, let's talk about that for a second. Dude, they literally benched him for the entire second quarter. He didn't get one touch on two entire Packer drives for which they scored. So I've already woken up this morning resigning myself to the loss. I'm gonna pay my respects.
AJ, not to interrupt you, but JV's right. You're only down 7 and the Packers are up big, so they're running the ball.
Here's what happened.
A touchdown and some yards. You won the game. It'll be the bad beat the other way around. Linda might take the L.
Here's what happened. AJ didn't have a bad beat and queued up, and so 5 minutes before the show started, he's like, "Oh, this one might make sense." It's like trying to shoehorn.
I don't really think anybody
round,
else had a bad beat this
round,
week, bro.
A circle into a square peg.
Well, I don't know if this is a bad beat, but going into tonight, Nima was a super underdog. Moyne was favored. Moyne had like way more players going on Monday. Nima wasn't up by much, but Nima's pulled away, it looks like, and he's going to beat Moyne, even though Todd Gurley has two rushing touchdowns. But Julio, it looks like Julio got hurt, and that might
oh,
be.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'll say this. Yeah, it's gonna. If you end up winning, it's the bad beat the other way around because.
Right.
Linda, even with who's this? Moss. Even with Moss, right? Got a zero.
She had a zero.
So. I would say it would be a bad beat if you lose because she had a player that scored zero. But then, you know, if you win, then that's the bad beat because she's going to lose by like probably less than a point, 2 points if Jones ends up getting another touchdown.
I'll let you fix that in post-production then.
You want to re-record it?
We'll re-record it tomorrow.
Sounding like you.
But I feel fairly confident she's going to hang on.
This is AJ's beat. I don't even know how to do an impression of AJ.
It's not how it sounds.
I don't, know,
sounds.
I don't know how to.
it's not your pencil. It's how you write your name.
What?
Oh, that just twisted my brain.
Bro, we're talking about
We're talking about pencils and Mo Cox.
Post-production editing. It's not the pencil. It's how you write your name.
All right. So I guess that's AJ's beat farm.
AJ's beat farm is Linda and AJ's matchup, but it can go either way because it's still undecided.
It's a win-win for that segment, really.
This is the problem with doing it in the second half of the Monday night game. It could be anybody's bad beat.
Bro, it's live. It's happening now.
I know.
This is great. Actually, Aaron Jones just had a big run. Yeah, this is getting really close.
Oh, no.
AJ's percentage to win just went from 15 up to 25.
So we'll probably, given the length that we usually go with the podcast, we'll probably end up seeing the end of this game and seeing what happens. So
he just caught another ball. Holy moly.
You can just splice it in, okay, JV?
All right, so I guess that leaves my segment, which is this is the craziest thing I saw this week, or as we like to say in the biz, TCITW. The craziest thing I saw. I don't know. Whatever. Hold on. Let me write that out. The craziest thing.
It's not the craziest thing I saw this week. It's just week. Craziest thing I saw.
That's TCI, TCTISTW.
What? Oh, no,
craziest.
What
is it? Craziest thing I saw. All right, so I got a few here, and you know I think I picked one here, but I'm gonna lay out the ones that I saw. If you guys you know have one you think would be a top contender, but I'll overrule that with my own pick. But I'll start out with Sam Darnold. I don't know if you saw this. He like they had him dead to rights with that blitz, and he like was in the middle of that blitz. Came out and then almost got tripped up and then ran 44 yards for a touchdown. I don't know if you guys saw that one, but that one was pretty crazy. The next one, so Beckham's on here twice. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but you had the trick play.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you saw that could have been crazier than Beckham's day at football. This dude ran through the team. Caught a pass from Landry.
Right. So the first one I had was the trick play. Well, I only had two. Maybe there was another. But I had the trick play from Landry to Beckham for the TD. And yeah. Then the Beckham TD flip pass, which was crazy. And this is my pick for this week because it was they counted, obviously, as a 50-yarder because they started on the 50-yard line. But that fool ran 30 yards back to the 36-yard line. So that added 14 yards to his run and then across, which was probably like maybe 10 yards, 15 yards. So, you know, possibly an 80-yard touchdown run altogether. But that fool
And then his celebration was some soccer stuff in the end zone. Oh, he ran another 20 yards in the end zone.
Exactly. He's trying to flip the ball. So he hit that hole and that my man was out of there faster than Trump out of Walter Reed. I'll tell you that, homie.
Oh, my God.
He was gone. Jeez. That was my one joke for the...
That was good.
The next one was the Michael Davis on the Chargers, the pick six on Brady. Brady throwing another pick six. So, you know, anytime Brady... messes up like that. It's always fun to see. Fun for the fans and the kids.
He threw five touchdowns, bro. Don't give me this. The one pick six is your craziest thing.
I know. You got him. He's your starting
touchdowns.
I will if I could interject.
Yes.
Again, we had like four players this week score over 40, and Brady, AJ's Tom Brady. Would have had the highest of the season if he didn't throw that pick six and if he didn't take three kneel downs for minus 3 yards. So he actually with that pick six, was the craziest thing I saw.
No, but the interception's only 2 points though, right?
Right. So he ended up with 43 points. He would have had, if he didn't have that pick six, if the dude caught the ball, it would have been plus yards, plus the 2 points that he lost for the interception.
Yeah, he might have beat Dak.
I was going to say, yeah, because Dak was the highest this week.
And, ain't 40, nobody talking about 45. Dak in this week. I'm talking about for the whole season, bro. Dak's not on anybody's radar, JV. Just sorry.
What did he score last? Anyway, he's averaging, I don't know, 48 points a game so far. Something like
okay,
that.
So here's a scoop. Dak would have had even more points if he didn't throw a pick or fumble the ball. Imagine if Dak didn't lose those four extra points. He would have been at 49, almost 50 points.
That would have been the high for the season, right?
For the high for the season, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back. I have two more on the list. The other one is, how do you say this guy's name? Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. Ayuk.
First of all, First of all, you keep his name out your mouth. That's how you say his name. You don't worry about how you say my Niners' name.
So this guy saw the end zone, and that was it. He just saw the end zone and nothing else. It didn't matter that he had a defender coming at him. This guy hurled himself over this DB like, I don't know what he got. It looked like he jumped up like 8 feet in the air, landed, got the landing, and then into the end zone. So that was actually pretty crazy, because I don't know if I've seen a guy hurdle somebody that high.
Hurl is when you eat day-old sushi.
gas station sushi
is when you jump over.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been crazier had he done the Antonio Bryant when he hurdled somebody and then kicked him in the head. Was that?
Yeah, it was the kicker. It was a kick. It was a punt return. That's right. The dude punted to Antonio, and Antonio karate just kicked him.
Yeah, straight in the chest.
In the face.
On the face. Yeah.
And then the last one for me for this list was Kittle's 183 yards and one touchdown.
Yes.
That was pretty crazy. But
that was nuts.
I think for me it's the Beckham TD, the shovel pass, the flip pass to him where he ran 102 yards for a 50-yard touchdown. And that's the craziest thing I saw this week. All right. Now on to, what are we talking about next? We catching up?
I'm not too good at math, but it looks like six teams won this week.
Come on, man.
And six teams lost this week.
This guy.
I'm glad I picked up that KC defense.
We also had four players score over 40 points this week, which is again another high. Until next week when we have five.
Are we going to talk about?
Dude, it's crazy, right? I'm not going crazy. This is really high scoring fantasy players.
Kittle was pretty surprising for a tight end to score 40. He may be the only one all season who does that. Quarterbacks are going
okay.
off, though.
All right, let's go through it. So we had Brady, who had 42. We had Joe Mixon, who had 42.
Mm-hmm.
We had Kittle with...
Kittles and bits.
What'd Kittle have?
40.
We had Kittle with 40. 40.1. And then we had Dak Prescott with 45. So we had big, big numbers this week.
Oh, your homie Joe Mixon showed up.
Yeah, remember when we talked about him on the concerned-o-meter?
I mean, I'd probably still be concerned.
Y'all woke up a sleeping giant. Y'all woke up a sleeping giant.
Yeah, hop on the Joe Burrow train.
And his small hands.
Bro, the Kansas City, I mean, sorry, the Cincinnati Bengals are the greatest show on turf. Ask anybody.
Ask the St. Louis Rams.
Okay, let's talk about who is hasn't won a game yet and who is still undefeated. It looks like AJ's no longer undefeated.
I'm going to pull it out.
I think AJ may... I mean, you're going to lose by 5 points if it ends right now.
Yeah, I think that's pretty safe.
It looks like Perkins beat Mo Cox.
Oh, so Ben is the only winless team?
Yeah, Ben's the only winless team, and the commish BPAC is the only undefeated team.
Three words, guys. Three words.
Trust the
process.
I thought it was going to be drop Joe Mixon.
Trizzle the pizzle. Trust the process, guys.
So I guess, does that lead us into concerned or not? This is sure, like
is this hot or not?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the game Hot or Not, but it's concerned or not. Oh, not. Just gonna say.
Okay. Well, before we jump right into that, let's do a little recap. Some of the players that we talked about last week, we brought up Julian Edelman. He was a dud this week, so maybe our concerned o meter should have been higher.
Well, he didn't know he wasn't gonna have Cam this week.
I gave him a low mark for the concerned o meter, low meaning bad here. And I was trying to tell you my reasonings, but y'all cut me short. Y'all gave me the wrap it up sign because you like my analysis.
The music at the Oscars,
yeah.
Yo, the sign is real simple, B. It says wrap it up.
But no, I was concerned because I thought he was going to get, less looks because of Cam. But Cam wasn't playing this week, and he still didn't.
So what are the chances that Belichick asked Cam to sit this one out? What? So that the Chiefs can't game plan.
This is your conspiracy.
For Cam. Yeah, when the playoffs come around.
Bro, that's what they got tape. That's where they got film. Look at the game tape.
Dude, Belichick bringing all kinds of tape. He's spying on everybody. Kind of spies
in my open up his own Radio Shack.
That's right.
Wait, why was Cam not starting?
COVID hit us this week. Week four, we had postponements and players eligible.
It's been COVID for 8 months. I don't even see it anymore.
No, I forgot COVID became real for everyone this week.
I forgot that Cam had COVID and Pittsburgh Steelers and the Titans had COVID.
Pittsburgh didn't have COVID. Partner, you better watch your mouth. Black and yellow.
I forgot they didn't play, right? So you had to sit Ben.
Tennessee had COVID. Pittsburgh was fine. Pittsburgh said, show us where, we'll play.
Oh, yeah. Ben said, what did Ben said something like, play through it or something? Or man up?
Black
he did
and
say
yellow,
something.
Black and yellow.
He did say something that probably wasn't very sensitive, but he did tell them, I think, something
like his team man name. Up.
So what else was there?
Yeah, who else did
trying to catch
week?
Up? Oh, Drake on my team. I'm concerned because I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I may as well start Dobbins or Hobb or whatever that guy's name is for the Ravens.
Bilbo Dobbins.
Yes, Bilbo Dobbins. That's a good team name, actually. If the guy was like a stud and he was like a superstar, yeah, I'd name my team after him, Bilbo Dobbins. but Drake was one guy we talked about, which I'd be concerned about. Jacobs, I'm concerned about. I would drop him down to maybe like a six because that O-line, they still don't have Trent Brown back. So I don't know. Unless that Bills defense was, I don't know. Are they the Bills defense? Is that good? Are they a good defense?
I think they're not as good as last year. I think it was more the Raiders.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, guys. Here's a segment we need to talk about. Managers. What is it like? How good of a manager you are? Manager ratings. Let's talk manager ratings. I'm just looking at some of these teams and these lineups, and people left mad points on their bench. Like, if you look at Caleb's team, his entire bench seemed to go off. I mean, he got the win, which was great, but he left points on his bench. His manager rating has got to be pretty low.
Do they have that? Is there a manager rating?
I thought there was. No. Yeah. I have it. Don't you worry about if they got it. There might be a new article this week, BPAC's manager rating.
Oh, he didn't start Singletary? Yeah, going against that Raiders defense, yeah, I probably would have started Singletary.
Everyone saw that one coming.
Anderson on Carolina, yeah, almost 20 points.
Yeah, his whole team was double digits. Manager rating for Linda. Linda's bench had a lot of points, and she had Moss, who wasn't even active. I'm surprised she beat AJ.
Bro, well, AJ still got time. There's like 4 minutes left.
I just need they're bringing in Williams.
3 minutes.
They're gonna save Jones for another day.
AJ too. He had a bad manager. He could have started Williams, who had 18 points, instead he started Burkhead, who had 6.
So I thought about that. What do you guys think? Is it realistic that you start like an all so and so team backfield? If you got two good backs from, like, is Green Bay's backfield that good?
Looking at this game, yeah.
So here's my take. I think it does depend on the team. Like, if Papa every week would start Kamara and Murray, he'd smoke people.
Yeah.
Or if he started Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, he'd smoke people. So it depends on the team. If you started Jones and Williams, you would have got rolled. You wouldn't have smoked nobody. Actually, you probably would have won the game. So, yeah, it depends on the matchup.
Yep.
It depends on the matchup. Okay, guys, let's do this. Concerned or not? Let's jump right in. Concerned or not? How concerned are we with DJ Moore? So let me give you some background. DJ Moore was supposed to be the stud for the Carolina Panthers. He was the number one. He's the go-to. He's the, you know, the X receiver. He was the one that was supposed to get it all. Not only is he not getting it all, but he's not even the number one receiver on his team. So how concerned are we with him? I mean, Robbie Anderson is the stud on Carolina right now. So how concerned are we with DJ Moore?
One or two, man. I mean, if he can't do this while McCaffrey's out, I don't think he's ever going to do it.
Good point.
You know, I don't know him all that well. I don't know. I mean, if he's supposed to be the number one guy and McCaffrey's out and he's not getting the touches, or he's, I don't know, what is he dropping passes? Is he, I mean, you know.
You got Bridgewater as a quarterback. You got Curtis Samuel. You got, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I also think it's maybe a little bit this scheme. Defenses are, I mean, now that he's such a big name, defenses are rolling coverage his way. And so Bridgewater is taking the easy shots. But yeah, I'd be concerned. Trade value's in the tank. I'm like you, AJ. All right, moving on. How concerned are we with Zach Ertz? Top four tight end coming into the season. Philly hasn't looked exactly good. They're not healthy. They did beat us this week, which was Bootsy. But Zach Ertz hasn't really been a thing. And wasn't there some talk in the offseason about like contract and maybe this is the last year in Philly? How concerned are we with Zach Ertz?
Yeah, I'd say concerned. I'd say like maybe a 5. A 5. I'm looking at his numbers right now. He doesn't look like he's producing what he typically does. And I got Wentz on my bench and he's been all right. So I'd say like 5.
Okay.
I'm kind of the same. I think the jury is still out. Like last, San Francisco's tough out even with all of our injuries, and his numbers, ooh, you know, so weren't tough there. Bro, the vaunted 49ers defense. Let's see how they do. Well, they got a tough schedule. I don't know, man. Got at Pittsburgh, home to Baltimore. It ain't going to get easy until week 7 against the New York football Giants. So, you know, maybe I'm concerned because the schedule ain't that great, but, you know.
If I was the Giants, I'd just say I had COVID every week.
Just fake it. Fake it.
Hey, guys, we got COVID this week.
Just fake it.
Damn.
Okay, I've got one for you guys. How concerned are we with Michael Gallup? And here's the rationale. In a day when Dak Prescott throws, what did Dak Prescott throw? 500 yards,
homie.
Four touchdowns, and just lit up the scoreboard. Michael Gallup had two catches. How concerned are we with Michael Gallup? I'll go first. How about that?
Yeah, he's on my team, so let me go last. Let me have last word.
Yeah, so I feel like we know who Michael Gallup is at this point. He's kind of their deep threat, big play. He's almost like a DeSean Jackson type. He's not going to be a high-volume dude. He's not going to get fed the rock. But, you know, when the game's on the line and when they need a big play, he might be the guy that gets some of those deep balls and turns them into touchdowns. But, yeah, I'm concerned.
Yeah. No, you want to go next, JV?
No, I was just going to ask. He's the number two guy, right? Amari's one?
I mean, not right now, the way he's playing.
CD.
No, but that's, he is number two.
Officially, he, I think he's the, whatever, why, the number, starting.
Number two. Right, in the depth chart, Amari's one, he's two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, I'd be concerned. I mean, he only had one huge game, which was probably, well, it looks like it's a fluke, 25 points last week.
That was when they were in comeback mode against Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. But I think to B-Pack's point, Dak threw 500 and some odd yards, and he only caught how many yards?
Two catches.
Yeah, the number of targets
for 29. Yeah,
is concerning. Yeah, I mean he's a three or four for me. I mean I'm worried because yeah, there's too many points out there, and he's not getting even the looks. I would expect for a guy of his caliber, you know, eight targets, you know, around there, and he'd be getting five. So I'm worried. They're going to be throwing a ton. Dallas's defense is terrible, and so they're going to be having to play from behind all the time. But that's, you know, it's now a couple of games in a row where it's just he's not doing that. But I will say Matthew Berry did say from the beginning of the season,
Matthew Berry,
place your faith in Michael Gallup. And so my faith I shall bestow upon he.
Matthew Berry's smoking. Smoking that rock.
Whatever you got to do, man. Whatever you got to do.
Any other players that we got?
No, that was my list.
Miles Sanders.
Concerned about MS? Bro.
Do you realize too, we going back to the undefeateds and the winless, we only have 2-3-1 teams too. There's everyone else is bunched up at 2-2. I mean, yeah. It's anyone's game at this point.
Not everyone is bunched up at 2-2, homie.
Oh, sorry.
Some of us are below that 500 line.
Guys, this is probably the part of the podcast where everybody's checked out. But I just want to know. I just want to say one thing. So your commish is 4-0, but dating back to last season, your commish has actually won 9 straight games.
Wow.
Won the entire playoffs, won games leading into the playoffs.
Bro, come on.
Bro, if there was preseason games, he would have won them too.
Bro, it's well, a now, new season.
Yeah, but I mean, the man's on a streak. So who's gonna stop the B train next week?
It's
the guy that you threw on the Be Packed in a Fool from the jump, Nima.
Nima next week.
You have Nima next week.
I can't wait.
Is that my wine you're drinking?
Bro, at the 4-0 party, the waiter said, "Would you like a Burgundy, a Barolo, or a cab?" I mean, we're dealing with some wines around here.
More champagne, Mr. Forte.
I like Rolos. Rolos are awesome. That's one of my favorite candies.
Oh yeah, Rolos.
Oh, chocolatey, Rolos.
Chocolatey outside, gooey caramel center.
It's caramel, not caramel. bro, speak English.
Eastwood, Clint Eastwood was the mayor of Carmel.
When do bye weeks start?
Bro, I just had one with COVID.
Yeah, bye weeks have started already, homie.
I had four players on bye this week.
Well,
thanks
you
for
had,
asking.
You got it out of the way.
No, but you had players because of COVID on technically had to treat them like the bye.
That's
right?
A bye week though. That's
those,
officially
it
the
got
bye
changed.
Week.
That's the yeah bye week.
I know. I'm just saying it's not official.
And you won.
It's official COVID player. It's an official bye.
But
you're one of those guys.
I think it was originally supposed to start next week. So the Lions and the Packers are on bye next week.
The Bears, oh my.
Yes, Lions, Packers, and Bears, oh my.
Oh, it's supposed to start week 5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good tip for everybody. Hey, bye weeks have started. If you're still listening and you didn't know.
Fellas, well, thanks for tuning in. Week 4 podcast. We appreciate all of your subscriptions and smash that like button. You guys, my co-hosts, you guys did a great job like always. And we will see you next week.
At the game.